Mary King is here at the USEA convention as the keynote speaker this year. Mary, well, first of all, welcome to Colorado Springs.
Thank you. And gosh, what a wonderful place here at Broadmoor. Fantastic.
It really is. So you're enjoying a little bit of a vacation as well as doing the duties as keynote speaker. And you also were part of the panel of the top riders talking about your training programs and that sort of things. What principles do you think you bring to the US eventing community that you do differently in the UK that they seem to be very open to hearing?
Yes, it's interesting how we're all, you know, involved in this same sport, but how differently we can do things from one country to another. I was sort of very keen to share my way, and I've been at it for a long time now. And really, it's, you know, keeping things as natural as possible. You know, my horses, they're turned out a lot in the fields. The young horses are worked from grass. I don't feed, you know, hardly any additives. I keep things very, very simple. I think it can easily become very complicated.
And you don't buy into all these supplements and therapies that we have over here, and you've proved that you can have all the success in the world without getting too technical.
That's right. I think, you know, building up that broad base of knowledge, which I did when I was spent time with a lady called Sheila Wilcox, who had been a great rider at the top of the sport. And my time with her, although I was sort of desperate to go out and compete and felt I was missing out on actually eventing, but I learned so much. And looking back, if I hadn't spent that time with her, I wouldn't have got to where I got, you know. And it was that, yeah, base of knowledge.
Well, it was a huge year for you, obviously, being a Brit, having the Olympics in your backyard, and great for the British, for the sport in the UK, and for equestrian sport, really, with all the success in the other disciplines. So going into what we consider a non-championship year, of course, because we don't have the European Championships here, but give us a sense of what we can see from Mary King next year with all the horses that you have. What are the plans for next year, Mary?
Well, after the Olympics, Imperial Cavalier, who I rode there, he's in great form still. He is getting older, but he still feels really good in his body. So I hope to take him to Badminton Horse Trials next year. We in Europe have the European Championships to aim for, and they're in south of Sweden in Malmo. And so I'd love to go well enough with, well, Imperial Cavalier as my sort of main hope to get into that championship team. I have got a horse hopefully coming to Kentucky, to Rolex, which is really thrilling. I've rode, obviously had a wonderful time at Rolex 2 years ago when I came first and second. And I hope to bring the horse that came second, Fern Hill Erco, back to Rolex next year.
Terrific. And so obviously that's the big plan then for next year. That's the major championships. When is Malmo then? When do you have to gear the other horses around that program?
They are, as with all European championships, are in mid-September, so after Burley. So it's sort of later on in the autumn season. So you can have a good full sort of spring season with the horses, and then selection will take place in the summer.
How many horses do you have total that you'll have in work then in 2013?
I keep my yard quite small, and I will have five horses, possibly six horses to event next year. But I've got the difference for next year is my daughter Emily has now left school, and it's going to be the first full season that we'll be working sort of alongside each other, and she'll be competing full time. And she's got five horses to compete with herself, all owned by owners. She's got herself very organised with owners and sponsors, so she's pretty independent, but we will be working together out of the same yard.
Really handing, not handing over the baton. I mean, you're just working side by side. I mean, that's got to be really exciting for you. And you must be hugely proud as a mum that she has taken to the sport, because she could have done anything.
Yes, that's right. I haven't pushed her at all. You know, I've obviously been there and helped her when she's needed help. But it's very much, you know, her drive that's making her want to do it. And, she's getting on really well. And, you know, I teach her a little bit, but I try to leave her, to her own devices. It's very tempting, you know, to sort of be constantly telling her what to do, because, you know, I can see obviously things she's doing wrong, but I think it's really important she learns from her mistakes, and only when she asks for my help then do I sort of get stuck in.
Well, we're going to hear a lot more from you tomorrow as the keynote speaker, as I said, at the presentation tomorrow. And you're here with your husband, David, so enjoying some of Colorado and the environment. I know you're taking advantage and having a bit of a vacation while you're over here.
Yes, and neither of us have been to Colorado before, and it's lovely to spend time with David. We lead really busy lives sort of in our country. David farms and is very involved with beef cattle, and with me, with my eventing, we, you know, we're both ever so busy, so it's good to have time together. And yeah, we've done a little bit of skiing already, then come here for the convention, and then we're going to go and find some sunshine down in Mexico for a few days next week.
That sounds like a perfect tonic before the event season winds up again when you get back to England, Mary. And we're going to look forward to seeing you back at Rolex. And I know a lot of the riders are thinking, well, at least she's only going to bring one horse this time, so she can't come first and second, but you still might beat them.
Well, I'll be trying.
Mary, thank you so much. And thanks for being our keynote speaker here at the USEA convention this year. It's a pleasure to have you here, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your visit.
Thank you.